Richard C. Hoagland is our guest for another 30 minutes. Got to have him back up sooner rather than later. Okay, Richard, there's so much to cover. Obviously, we're scratching the surface. Dark Mission, very impressive book. No doubt NASA is covering up a lot, and then I guess all bets are off then. We can speculate all day. But there are some things that we can prove they're covering up. What about my question about NASA or the real program behind it in mind control? Because in government documents, in government hearings, NASA keeps popping up over the years, and then from separate sources it keeps popping up. And you're one of the foremost experts on NASA outside of its system now. Does that ever come across your radar screen?
Well, it certainly did in a very curious way. First of all, let me say that there are, if you go to Google, Google is your friend. That's, you know, besides the lie is different at every level, the other mantra is Google is your friend. Use Google liberally, freely. It's an amazing tool. The Internet, Alex, you realize that we wouldn't have a prayer if we didn't have the Internet? The Internet, you know, thank God for Bill Gates and DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which gave us the Internet. Has given us the tools to fight and fight effectively because information is power. So what you do is you go to Google and you start looking at all the patents for mind control. They're right out there. This is not airy-fairy, you know, new.
By the way, speaking of Google, they're now in bed with NASA, but go ahead.
Well, they've been in bed for quite a while with certain interesting agencies, but the information is there if you go look for it. Google mind control technologies, mind altering technologies. We all know, or most of this audience probably knows, about MK Ultra. It looks like they've been at the idea of manipulating and mind controlling other people, the other side, whoever the enemy is, and we're in their eyes the enemy, for a long, long time, 20, 30, 40 years. The question is, how good are they? I think that NASA, if they themselves did not have the technology, were allied with those agencies that did have the technology, that developed it, out of World War II, the Nazis, we're back to the Nazis and those weird medical experiments again that we've all heard about. I ran into this first person when I was invited to Wyoming back in the early 90s. To do a series of programs for the school district in one of the southern towns. I think it was Billings. And I had been invited by a former CIA guy who was married to a doctor, a medical doctor. And what I decided, because they wanted me to come out and talk about the Mars stuff based on what I talked about at the UN. And instead, I unveiled a surprise because at this Billings conference, for the first time, I talked about the structures we had found upon the moon. Well, Alex, you would have thought I had taken a small nuclear weapon and detonated it in the middle of the conference. I literally was manhandled by this guy and put up against a wall and browbeat for not following what I had said I was going to talk about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know that Wyoming is one of the places where they put these CIA guys out to pasture. They buy them all ranches, and they live like kings, and basically it's CIA country. Montana, Wyoming.
Well, not just that. They're putting them in, FBI, CIA, as almost every major sheriff.
Well, this was a retired intel guy who, of course, is never retired. But here's the number of the story. When we were doing this conference, we're setting it up, you know, with this guy and his wife, and his wife was a medical doctor. And at one point, one of the people that I was with was trying to get her to talk about her experiences, and she revealed that she had been part of the quarantine team debriefing the astronauts when they came back from the moon.
Wow, stay there. Let's tie all this together after the break. A quick break. We're going to talk behind the scenes as well, but we'll finish up with that story when we get back to the main audience. Stay with me.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's an amazing discussion with Richard C. Hoagland. Really thankful for him being with us. DarkMission.net's the website for the book. Consultant to NASA, curator of a major museum, helped design the gold tablet, you know, message to the stars, sent out on one of the more famous spacecraft, worked with CBS News and Walter Cronkite, and now the biggest whistleblower out there on NASA corruption, and so much of what I already talked about 15 years ago has now come out. That's what blows me away, because I try to just focus in on what I can prove, and reading his book, so much of it I can prove, and that's what scares me. Mind control. You were finishing up with mind control. So you're out at this event. You bring up cover-ups of things on the moon, and this guy literally bulls up against you, shoves you up against a wall. His wife's some government physician that works with the astronauts. Finish that up, and then I want to get into these official videos they've shown on the news from the space shuttle with these craft flying around. And Richard, again, we don't talk about little green men here. These are official government footage, and Hoagland, you know, believes it's all part of a larger government program. But get back to the mind control first, sir.
Well, we were having this dinner one night, and, you know, basically when you go into a new town, you meet new people, your host, and we were staying there and all that. And it was very social and very protocol and all that. They did not know yet what I was going to talk about. So it was kind of, you know, you're a friend of a friend of ours, you're going to do this thing for the school the next couple of days, you know, and so I would just started asking questions, you know, well, what are you doing here, and what do you used to do, and what do you do, and I discovered that his wife, this intel agent's wife, CIA guy's wife, was a doctor, medical doctor, and that she had been part of the team debriefing in the quarantine the astronauts coming back from the moon. And, you know, I'm trying to be very diplomatic and not give away what I'm going to talk about the next day. Well, the next day when I you know, laid my bombshell on everybody that we'd found structures on the moon from the Apollo program and the other programs and showed the photographs, the reaction was so bizarre because not only was I slammed up against the wall by this guy and basically threatened, but his wife never would come to the conference. She orbited around. She would go to a coffee shop down the street and have coffee, or she would go to the supermarket, or she would go and, you know, go back to the house, but she would never came to the whole two or three days. She never came to the conference. One of my associates, who had kind of gotten friendly with her, because I was there with several other people, kind of got her aside at one point and was asking her some questions. And it turns out that even though she remembered that she'd been part of the team to debrief the astronauts, she couldn't remember a thing that they said. She couldn't remember why she no longer was working with NASA. She couldn't remember. In other words, her memory lapses were enormous, and I don't think they were feigned, because we now found the same pattern in all the flight crews, starting with Ed Mitchell. Ed Mitchell, when he and I did the debate with Art some years ago, live coast to coast, admitted freely that he was very troubled when he came back to Earth after Apollo 14, and a young kid at one of these school events, because they all did school events, you know, exciting the next generation, one of the kids asked him, what does it feel like, Dr. Mitchell, to walk on the moon? And he realized, he admitted in his own book, The Way of the Explorer, Ed Mitchell's book, and he admitted again on the air with Art and me that night, that what troubled him immensely is he could not remember what it felt like to walk on the moon. Now, Ed is a very emotional guy. He's a scientist, you know, but he's one of the more emotional. In other words, he's not repressing his emotions. So for him not to remember the emotions really bothered him. And it got so bad that he actually went to a therapist to try to have post-hypnotic regression to see why it was he couldn't remember the feelings. He remembered the mission plan. We did this, we did that, you know, station A, station B, we traversed here, you know, turned this on, all that. But he couldn't remember the emotions. And when he got in the therapy session, it turned out that there was a block so big that he literally could not be regressed through it. He could not penetrate the block. He would say things like, oh, that's not important, I don't need to know that. So this is one clue, the major clue I had, that the astronauts probably, when they look into the camera and they say there's nothing there, or they say that Hoagland's nuts or whatever, they're telling from their perspective the truth, because the awful truth, Alex, is they have been brainwashed. They have been mind-controlled. They have had a technology, a very sophisticated technology, which took away the real missions that they experienced.
Now, we have had a few of the astronauts come out and say that they did see craft on the moon, around the moon, and around the Earth.
Those are lies. Those are lies. That's more digression. That's more disinformation. That's absolutely not true. What they saw there were structures. What they saw there was technology. They were sent there. The mission of Apollo, I believe, and we lay this out in Dark Mission, was to bring back technology that the in crowd, the controllers, whoever they are, the people behind NASA, want desperately from the 1960s.
Okay, well, let me just stop you right there, because in the second interview, I want to spend 2 hours on that. But, I mean, here's what I have to say about the issue. You mentioned during the last segment we had behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks on the InfoWars.com streams, that, and I've seen those footage. I remember back in the 90s or whenever it was, seeing it on the news, and NASA released, and why would they release it? Get into that now, and then you told me that you believe that that is, you know, human, terrestrial.
It's our craft. Our spacecraft.
Well, I mean, regardless, is we have to talk about that, because that is on the tape, and lasers shooting up. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it's not lasers. It looks like particle beams or some kind of test. Where the objective
yeah,
of the
particle beams, directed yeah. energy weapons.
Yeah, directed energy. And
I want to get technical, but I mean, just go ahead and get into that for me.
Well, the spacecraft, whatever it is, nimbly dances out of the way. I mean, this is a technology which can control gravity, controls inertia, does not use something primitive as rockets.
So why do we see particle beams, huge ones, firing at things that are, you were saying 200,000 Gs?
Yep.
I mean, go over that.
Well, because I think it's part of a test for if there are bad guys out there. Or maybe they're doing preparations for factions. We may be looking at more than one faction. Remember, these groups tend to fragment. They fractally fragment so that you have wars within wars within wars. You know.
But why would NASA release that footage?
Well, remember, you've got all the good guys in NASA, and then you've got a few who are not good guys. The good guys don't know that there's something to keep secret. They remember, the lie is different at every level. They believe the lies they've been told. So when you set up a structure, an institution, which is supposed to be open and above board and is supposed to present live TV of the shuttle missions, they present live TV. Now, the controllers can't say, oh, well, you can broadcast this, but you can't broadcast that. Because the honest guys will then say,
sure.
Why can't we broadcast
sure.
that?
People always say if this was happening, it would come out, and it is coming out. Well, I mean, I agree with you. When you've got the Catholic Church saying we need to love the aliens, they're our brothers, when you've got every major denomination saying it, when you've got all the movies and you've got, you know, in the 80s, huge programs at the Olympics with aliens landing, you know, fake aliens, and you've got huge things the size of three football fields floating over Dallas and stuff all over the place, something's going on. And then I read government documents about fake extraterrestrial landings, you know, any of this. Why? I mean, you believe it's fake.
Remember Operation Northwoods?
Yes.
Okay. Or we can go to the, September 11th. Governments do huge, big things to sway populations at key nodal points in history.
They love hoaxes.
Yeah, well, they manufacture history is what it is. We are building. I mean, all my UFO friends, I need to shake them because they're so, frankly, they're extremely naive, Alex. They really believe we're building toward disclosure. I believe we're building toward a mass, carefully manufactured, fake event where ETs, who are really humans, who are really part of this secret clique, who are probably Nazis, you know, who have developed and perfected their technology from World War II, which is why you've got to get, you know, Joseph on. They are going to basically fake out the world.
Well, now that's been declassified. The Nazis already had A-bombs. They call them radiation weapons. They already had broken the sound barrier.
This is Farrell's research. And the reason he's got access to this documentation is that when East and West Germany reunited after the wall fell, a huge number of documents from the Polish Secret Service came out. And in German, of course, which they had purloined and taken back after World War II as part of their spoils from the war. They have been declassified. And there's an incredible window on the Nazi black ops programs, the compartmentalized, incredible high technology efforts that were being funded by the Nazi war machine, particularly toward the end of the war in a desperate effort to win the war, and they fastened their hopes on several key technologies, some of which appear to be the control of gravity itself, which again is a separate piece of data from my work, which came at this from a hyperdimensional physics perspective.
I mean, we know there's a lot of suppressed technology. I mean, 20 years after the B-2 bomber was already in service, they declassify it. So we have a lot of cases of that. We know there's a whole shadow government.
This is technology in physics, Alex, that would make anything you think you know like a candle flame compared to a hydrogen bomb. This is a physics that literally allows you to rearrange time.
Well, here's an example. Three years ago, the Air Force General had a press conference. San Francisco Chronicle picked it up. Then they came out and said, forget that information, and admitted they have antimatter weapons. I mean, is that the
again,
topic? Yeah.
Those pale beside what I'm talking about, which is torsion field physics, which is another whole program.
Yeah, well, final segment with Richard C. Hoagland. When we come back, I want to talk about what we know about this giant shadow reality. I mean, imagine the elites. They get to know the reality, know what's going on. We're down here caring about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. and what they're trying to build, what their end game is.
Jim Newcomer from Midas, July 2nd, 2008. Gold opened at $9.37 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $963.90, $474.70 for a half ounce, or $237.35 for quarter ounce. That's $963.90, $474.70, $237.35.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rory Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine the power trip of the elite. They know what the real technologies are. They know what's really going on. Well, we're down here talking about Hollywood Squares and the NFL, not even knowing the three branches of the transparent government. Where's he hold when we're having backup for 2 hours in the near future to really get into all the wild evidence he's got? I mean, NASA now basically has admitted they put red filters over the atmosphere to make it look red. They admit now the sky's blue. They found ice all over Mars. I mean, that's the admitted stuff is amazing. Why would they cover that up in the past and say, oh, we put a red filter on to make the contrast better for you, to play along with that? But imagine being members of the elite. They get to fight and jostle and always try to get to the next level of the pyramid to find out more, to be explorers. It's the ultimate greediness by these people to wall off the general world from true knowledge. I mean, I want to teach people things. I want to learn things. I want to show people things. I guess they love hoarding all the secret knowledge because it gives them the power, but that's what Ray Kurzweil and all these futurists say. And then transhumanists, they say that they get to be the future, and basically we don't, because the elite's going to go forward into the future and the population isn't. We're going to be reduced down to nothing, the useless eaters. But big picture, Richard C. Hoagland.
Well, obviously this has been on my mind from the beginning when I started putting the dots together and realized there were two separate realities, actually more than two, but, you know, two will basically, you know, suffice for now. And I've been trying to back engineer what's the end game, what's the big picture. Well, one big picture is that the human race is much older and more extraordinary, astounding, astonishing, than anyone has ever been allowed to believe, certainly in modern times. If you go to ancient texts, ancient wisdom, ancient documents, ancient sacred writings, you find ample evidence that the human race is millions and millions and millions of years old, and that we used to have an incredibly fabulous high-tech civilization that allowed human beings to live like gods. And then something happened. The fall, as we term it in the Western idiom, you know, Genesis. And now we're basically living almost at a sustenance level. We're being told now that we have to, in the face of extraordinary physical crises of energy, the lifeblood of civilization, without which everybody becomes poor or dead quickly, we're told we have to drill for something which is ridiculous and primitive as oil.
When they have plenty of advanced technologies, they've
been... incredible advanced technology. So the end game, one of the end games, is if you control people's sustenance, if you control the energy in which they live, the resources which they utilize, and the information under which they operate, you control them totally. So one of the games is
and
control.
And that's it. We're inside a bottle. We're inside a matrix. Not an electronic matrix, but garbage being fed into our cerebral cortexes. And well, listen, I have to tell you, is that's what all this fits into, and that's what my instincts and all of my larger knowledge tells me, is that if you look at humans, we don't act or behave like anything we see Terran. To say we're connected to monkeys and chimpanzees and all the rest of it's a total joke. And then you do look at Mars and all the legends and the rest of it. It isn't Martians, folks. It's us. I mean, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Now, you have titled one of your websites prisonplanet.com. I always thought to myself, what did Alex figure out that he realizes?
No,
that
that's it. We're in a false reality. I just don't know what it is. I know they're building camps. I know they're poisoning us, dumbing us down, genetic engineering us down. That's all admitted. And I'm trying to branch out now and at least get people thinking about the next level, because all my instincts tell me there's just unbelievable, fabulous things being hidden from us.
Okay, number two. If you get that they're keeping all the good stuff for themselves, the reason is that if we got access to the good stuff, if we got access to the technologies, the energy, you know, we wouldn't be worried about $4, $5 a gallon gas or $10 a gallon gas. We would live like people are supposed to live, all 6 billion of us who could live lightly on the earth, Alex, with this technology.
And live longer. And live longer.
Absolutely. And better. And, you know, you could live to 200, 300 and have the virility of your 20s and 30s. There's extraordinary medical breakthroughs. There's extraordinary physics breakthroughs, technology breakthroughs, energy. It's all been kept away because they are supposed to have it, and we're not. So where does that dichotomy come from?
And by the way, folks, don't roll your eyes at all this. We know they're lying and suppressing. We're just trying to find out what it is. Think about it. We're already on a planet hurtling through space, all these wonders around you, and you've been taught it's bizarre to question. And that's because there's so many kooks in the alternative movement who do talk about ridiculous, you know, Hollywood-style green men, instead of really looking at the shadow government and all these crazy secret societies that are admittedly running NASA and the shadow government. Okay.
The lie is different at every level.
The lie is different at every level, and we're trying to expand that and break through those different levels. Okay, Richard C. Hoagland, fire out the websites again.
EnterpriseMission.com. And darkmission.net.
Okay, hey, I want to get you out in the next few weeks if you'll do it for even longer.
Anytime, Alex.
Thank
it's
you,
been fun.
Thank you, Richard. Let me say bye to you behind the scenes here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
George Martin was the co-captain of the New York Giants and led Big Blue to a Super Bowl victory.
Today he accomplished another amazing feat, finishing a walk all the way across the country to raise money for the forgotten heroes of 9/11.
Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. In stature, George Martin's one of the larger ones, but in his mind, he's shattered by the ones that ran towards the towers that day in September. And that's why he walks now in June.
To me, the mental part of it was more difficult than the physical aspect of it. I think because of my athletic ability, it made it a little bit easier. But the mental challenge of doing this repetitively day in and day out, that was the real grind.
3,000 miles, 10 months, 24 pairs of shoes, and 80 sets of socks later, he arrives in San Diego the hard way, via the highway for Manhattan, met by firemen, cops, and his NFL brother. George endured a lot during his trek, which averaged 22 miles a day. He dropped 40 pounds, but also raised $2 million for folks with health-related problems linked to 9/11. A journey, to be sure, of mind, body, and soul.
So I would encourage everyone who is moved by what they're seeing today or what they're experiencing today to make their presence known as well.
What a great guy, not being self-centered, thinking about other people. Walking across the country, raising more than $2 million. A Journey for 9/11.info. And it all goes to the first responders. 2,000,031 has already been raised. You can also call 1-800-889-8038 and give for the firemen, the police, the other emergency workers that were there. Let's go ahead and go to our guess. A lot of folks already know who he is because they're fans of the Giants or NFL football, George Martin, and, of course, played with the Giants, top player. Mr. Martin, it is great to have you on with us.
Well, thank you very much, and please call me George.
George, how did you first learn about the plight of the first responders from the deadly dust? And, I mean, how did this form in your mind? How did this end up developing and happening?
Well, first of all, I played all 14 of my NFL seasons right here in New York, and I certainly consider myself a transplanted New Yorker. So the events of 9/11, by and large, took place right here in our backyard. And when I witness the events and I go back in my mind's eye and I see that catastrophe unfolding, I see the horde just rushing away from that catastrophe. But I also see a small group of people who are actually running towards it. And that always had a profound impact on me. And when I found out later that post 9/11, that because of their exposure to the toxic cloud down at Ground Zero, that some of them had become ill and eventually some of them had died, I decided at that point in time to use my celebrity for two distinct purposes. Number one, to raise the awareness level of the plight of the first responders and rescue and recovery workers. And secondly, to raise funds for their medical treatment. And that was the essence of a journey for 911.
Well, the way that the EPA knew the dust was deadly, they said it was safe to breathe, and then now they've been involved in a huge cover-up. They gave Christina Todd Whitman liability protection, a court did, and then they still won't give them the health care they need when it's only the cost of four or five smart bombs, you know, just a few hundred million dollars to give them all the treatment they need. Why won't they give them the treatment? I don't understand.
Well, it's perplexing to me, particularly when these individuals act, to me, rises to the level of being heroic. And as you said, they put their very health, their careers, and their very, very lives on the line here. Why hasn't America and Americans responded in kind to these brave men and women? And it's so perplexing to me that I think in many regards it angered me, but not to the point where I would do what most of the government is doing, local and state and federal, and that's pointing accusing fingers. I decided that I would take it upon myself to make a difference in these heroes' lives, and that's when I decided that I would walk across this great country of mine, and I have no regrets whatsoever.
So instead of just complaining about it, you went and showed them up, I would say, and did some good in the process, raising more than $2 million. Explain to us where these funds are going to go now or you know, how these are dispensed out and who's getting them so other people can give.
Yeah, because $2 million is really just half of the story here. The bigger story is that with the three participating hospitals that we have that are associated with the Journey for 911, and they are Mount Sinai, Hackensack University Medical Center, and North Shore Long Island Jewish, each one of those three participating hospitals have pledged that for every dollar we raise, that they are going to contribute an additional dollar of medical services for these first responders.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, in fact, Mount Sinai 5 years ago did the CAT scans and said they did have horrible lung disease, and still, I mean, we have to focus on this because, you know, you're doing this great thing to raise $2 million. Now I guess it's over $4 million because it's being matched, and that'll certainly help hundreds of these people. But you have over 1,000 who've died from this. 50-something thousand that are sick from it. I mean, this could all be overnight. I mean, have the feds, in all your investigations, said why they won't give any treatment to these people or why the state's been doing that?
Well, I've not heard any reasons or any good reasons why they have not. And again, that kind of angers me because when you look at the cost that we are spending at this war, I mean, you're right, for a fraction of what we're involved in overseas, we could take care of this problem, I think, and do it in grand fashion. And I will commend some of the local congressmen, Carolyn Mahoney and some of her colleagues, invited me to Washington, where they did introduce 9/11 legislation. It's my understanding that it did get out of committee, but it has not been signed.
Yes, Dennis Kucinich and Mahoney did that, and we had cameras there, and that's in the film Truth Rising that comes out July 4th. And you're right. But again, how could it be? And then that congressman said, you know, just forget the first responders. They don't need any money. And now he's in a lot of trouble. I just don't understand how the government will use their heroics to try to tie it to the war and all the things and their policies taking our liberties. But then when it comes time to just giving them some health care, you'd think even if they were cynical and evil, they'd want to take care of them so they wouldn't look bad. It's just like, it's just so bizarre.
Well, I think what it does is it compounds an already disastrous situation. Because here you are, people who did not have health care or did not have adequate health care, or these people who have expired the good health care that they did have, these people are really hurting. And when I've met some of these first responders who can't walk up a flight of stairs without losing their breath, having only a quarter of their lung capacity, many of them are suffering from internal diseases. They also have post-traumatic shock syndrome. I mean, this is a travesty, and that's why I don't understand why it's allowed to continue.
Well, let's go back to the great work you did. How did you raise $2 million plus in this walk across the nation?
Now, that's a great question, because when you talk about marshaling resources, and this was really a team effort, there were so many people from the corporate side, from the philanthropist side, and also from the grassroots side. And I'd like to acknowledge some of those individuals. And first of all, there are two outstanding philanthropists here in New York by the name of Joe and Carol Rich, who themselves alone donated and contributed $911,000 for a journey for 911. I mean, kudos goes out to those individuals, because that's putting your money where their mouth is. And then we had such great corporate support, particularly from my company that I work for, AXA Equitable, which is the 14th largest company in the world, who allowed me to go out on this journey for the 9.5 months, who also was our title sponsor, because they marshaled all their resources among their employees, both local, nationally and local, and they contributed mightily to this cause. And, of course, we had Best Western Hotels, which was the only hotel chain that stepped to the forefront, as that was our greatest expense going across country. Best Western stood up, as well as Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner of the National Football League, John Mara, who's the owner of the New York Giants, as well as my good friend Gene Upshaw down at the NFL Players Association, all contribute mightily to a journey for 911.
Well, that's the only way we're going to make the world a better place. And if the feds won't take our own tax money and help people that are dying, literally, I mean, even fire captains and fire chiefs are dead and dying who were down there breathing this, and the police and firemen should think about this and politically think about the fact that this is the type of government you have that won't even give you health care, and then a retired NFL player has to go out and walk across the country to try to get a few million dollars to help. But then we see that being multiplied like the loaves and fishes now and turning into $4 million. Looking at that day, 9-11, the 9-11 Commission admitted that there were prior warnings that were ignored, so much that happened. And then supposedly Saudi Arabians attack us, so we attack Iraq. I mean, what's your larger view, not just of the first responders and the tragedy, but just of the entire 9-11 event itself?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this, because I think the ultimate irony is this. Here it is. We've all come to an agreement that it's not a matter of if. We know that in the future that there's likely to be another attack on America. And it's not a matter of if. It's only a matter of when. I did not want to give those brave men and women who now don the uniform of police, fire and rescue, and EMTs a moment to pause, because America would not stand behind them in their time of need. And I thought it was important for someone to stand fast and say, well, we're going to respond in kind the way these brave men and women have responded to us. Secondly, when you look at the nation's economy, when you look at how gas prices are just soaring through the roof, when you look at the housing meltdown, when you look at how it's costing more for the cost of living and with inflation tacked onto that, here are people who are suffering. You're talking about Americans who are paying the ultimate price. It's just inconceivable for me to understand how we haven't banded together as a government to help these people in their gravest, darkest hour.
Well, at least you're stepping up. You know, myself and a group called We Are Change in New York, well, we've raised a pittance compared to what you have, but about $50,000 for the Feel Good Foundation and a few other groups in New York. We sent thousands of gas masks and breathing apparatus the day after 9-11. We could see that concrete and mercury and arsenic and the asbestos would be bad when the media and the government were saying it was good for them and that it wasn't a problem. So, you know, we've tried to do what we could. And, people have got to ask themselves why they could end the PR nightmare and they could have given them, I mean, even if the government was evil, the people running it were bad, they could have still taken care of the police and firemen and emergency workers, and then they wouldn't have this big nightmare, this big public relations nightmare. It seems like such a dumb move. I mean, I would imagine as you were walking for 10 months across the country, boy, what a way to see America, that you were probably asking yourself that as you were walking, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that is ironic to me, it's my understanding that there were funds that were allocated for the first responders and rescue and recovery workers, but it's been held up, I think, because of the perceived litigation that's going to come down the pike, because people are denying responsibility on the federal level and the state level.
That's right. You just answered it, and that's the answer to all of it. If they give them health care when all the hospitals say they're dead and dying and their lungs are full and 20% capacity, like you said, if they admit they're sick, then there could be liability, so they're just cutting them loose.
Exactly. And although we realize this is a very litigious society, it should not preclude people from doing what is right, and it should not preclude the government from stepping up and fulfilling its obligation and its responsibility toward its citizens. I don't feel that that's right.
Absolutely. Tell my listeners in closing, sir, in the few minutes we've got left with you, we're talking to famous NFL player, of course, with the Giants, George Martin, who walked across the entire country and raised more than $2 million. Now it's been doubled up to $4 million for first responders of the 9/11 deadly dust. How people can give, and again, where their donations, how their donations. I mean, as you said, it's going basically to health care at these hospitals, and then they're going to double the care.
Yeah, and I will share with them a quick story that always had a profound impact on me as I was traveling. We were passed by this van, and this grandmother got out of the van with five of her grandchildren. Four of them were males, and she lined them up along the road. And she pointed at us as we were walking toward us, and she said, "I want my grandchildren to witness a part of history, and I want them to see a real American hero, and I want them to witness the selfless act of giving back to the community." She then reached in her purse, and she was a lady of very meager means. She contributed 10 of the $14 that she had in her purse, and we were so reluctant to take it, but we realized that she was teaching her grandchildren a very valuable lesson that was worth more than the $10 that she had contributed. So for those individuals within the sound of our listening voice who would like their presence to be known and would like to make a difference in the lives of these heroes, please go to our website, which is www.ajourneyfor911.info, ajourneyfor911.info, or go to our toll-free number, which is 1-800-889-8038.
Absolutely. And again, people think, oh, you can't save the world by giving. When you give to good things like this, it certainly does have an effect, and also helps you because it softens your heart. What was the route? I mean, I know you've got a map there, but what was the route that you walked across the nation?
Well, the thing that we wanted to do, because of the time of the year, we were leaving in the fall, we wanted to walk south so we could avoid any inclement weather coming from the north. So we went south as far as we thought was possible. So we started in New York, went through New Jersey, then Pennsylvania, down through D.C., Delaware, and then to Tennessee. We walked across Tennessee. We went across Arkansas into the panhandle of Texas, then New Mexico, on into Arizona, and eventually down into San Diego. We went through 13 states, including the District of Columbia, and that was just a marvelous, marvelous excursion. Our first inclination was safety first, and we did the entire 3,003 miles without any incident whatsoever.
What was it like when you finally reached the sea there in San Diego?
Well, it was a moment of elation, as you could probably understand, but it was also a period of mixed emotions, because here it is, we had been doing this for 9 months. It was something that we absolutely were thrilled about. We did not have one single day where we missed a walking day due to injury or any injury whatsoever. And at the same time, we wanted to resume our regular lives, to get back to our families, and to get back to our standard of living. And it was just so warm to see how San Diego rolled out the red carpet. All of the local heroes there, the firemen, the police, gave us a grand escort through the city, The mayor issued a mayoral proclamation. It was just an outstanding experience, and it's someone said it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I told him I beg to differ. I don't think that something like this happens quite that often.
Well, I'll say this, sir. It also exposes the fact that they're not getting the treatment they need. Not only does it get them some of the treatment, it exposes the fact all over the country with a lot of local newspapers and TV on the way getting attention, now national attention. It's just an example of good people standing up and getting involved. In closing, how did you come up with the idea, I mean, to do this and then put it into motion?
Well, first, that's a great question. And to begin with, it's a blending of two very distinct passions that I have. First of all, as a country boy growing up in the outbacks of Greenville, South Carolina, I'd always had this wanderlust inherent in me. And I always wondered what was the larger picture of this great America that we lived in, because my exposure was limited to that little farm that I grew up on. And I always wanted to see this country up close and personal.
I'll tell you what, final segment coming up. Sir, stay there. I want to come back and finish up why you decided to do this, you know, how the idea finally popped into your head and how you did it. On the other side with our guest, George Martin. Stay with us.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
We've got George Martin with the Giants from 75 to 88. Defensive end. And he's done a good thing. He's walked all the way across the country, raised now, got it matched over $4 million. Very exciting. And he was finishing up how he got the idea to do it and how he put that into action, which is important. You can You can think about things or talk about things all day, but he took action. Finish up your story, please, sir.
Well, yes, as a country boy, as I said, I've always had this inherent desire to do so. But if I ever did it, I wanted to have a cause associated with it. And it took me and my friends a very short time to come up with what we think was the most appropriate cause, and that's the Journey for 9/11. And we are just so delighted to have served as ambassadors for this wonderful cause. And my dad always told me, he said, son, make sure that you leave this world a little bit better than you found it. And I hope that through those 3,000 miles, I've attempted to do so.
Well, I think you've done that. And, again, thank you for raising the money, getting a medical care, and drawing attention to the huge cover-up of what's happened that is unraveling. Thanks to people like you, George Martin. George, thank you, and have a great weekend.
It's my pleasure. Have a great 4th of July celebration yourself.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, we're going to have that long weekend coming up, but Jason Burmes wants to sit in Thursday. Tomorrow, Ron Paul is on the show. Ron Paul, congressman, talking about the war, what will happen to energy prices if we are engaged in a conflict with Iran. We have a surprise guest who's joining us for an hour and a half. That's not Ron Paul. Big guest after big guest after big guest tomorrow. Truth Rising comes out in 24 hours, and I'll just let my listeners know. It'll be out Thursday night. You know, we said officially that it comes out July 4th, but in case there's ever a server snafu, we got two CDNs and a bunch of backup servers. I like to start it a little early, knowing that only a fraction of our audience is tuned in at any one time. So for the few of you listening now, compared to the huge millions that tune in every week, tomorrow afternoon, I'll just say that, start looking for it to be up in a bunch of different formats at prisonplanet.tv. And again, I want you to make copies of the film, digital copies, DVD copies. Order the DVD at InfoWars.com today. It'll be shipping out Saturday and Monday to you. So for all intents and purposes, it's no longer pre-ordering at InfoWars.com, or get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. See all of my other 18 films. This will be my 19th film. See my weekly TV reports. These live streams we do, like we're doing now, are also posted for all the members every day. And they cut them up and do a lot of stuff with them and put them all over the web. We appreciate folks doing that, because the goal is to get the word out, but your financial support is also needed. So, again, get Truth Rising, get Endgame. We have a discount of a Tex Marsh new book, the sequel to Codex Magica, and I think it's even better, folks. His new book is just unbelievable. Go check it out. It's on InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free to get the new film, Truth Rising, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com for any of the big guests and important information that we had on today. The AM and FM, the show's over, but in the satellite, it's over until tonight, 9 to midnight, where it's all rebroadcast on shortwave satellite and the AM and FM dial. But you'll be able to tune into the restream at InfoWars.com if you missed any of the first few hours. In closing, Interfood made this hour possible. Interfood is the best green food I found anywhere. Link through at InfoWars.com off that banner, and you get 10% off on Interfood and their whole line of products: dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 14 other superfoods. Unpasteurized to get full absorption of the vitamins and nutrients and minerals you need and trace elements. 866-762-9238. Is the phone number. Get 10% off when you call it, 866-762-9238, or interfood.com. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.